الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم My most respected Sheikh, most respected elders, sisters, brothers, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us that He has allowed us to come to the masjid on this Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our attendance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all those that are sick. Allah grant maghfirah to all those that have left us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman, inshallah. May Allah grant ease to those in the world that are suffering due to oppression, especially in the holy land of Al-Quds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The 20th of Muharram is the date one of the greatest Sahaba of Islam, Hazrat Bilal ibn Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu ta'ala returned to meet the beloved, which we call Urs or the Wisal or the Wasal, the crossing over. The reason I bring in this lecture today is, according to the South African government, today is Mandela Day, but we have one of the greatest people that suffered, tormented, yet never gave up saying Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. And that is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. His voice still echoes in the heart of every Muslim and every person who hears a beautiful rendition of the azan. His story is not just of struggle and sacrifice. It is a story of ishq. And no one can explain to you what ishq is. Those who say I'm an ashik, we're not an ashik. Because ishq is something that you cannot explain. Intense love or ishq comes from a Persian word, ashaqa. It is a parasitic plant that has no roots of it all. It lives off the host plant. And the host for this entire ummah and all who don't even understand is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you love Him, the more you love Allah. The more you obey Him, the more you obey Allah. Now, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, his descendants were from Ethiopia, which was called Habasha at that time. But he was born in Makkah, Al-Muallam, the noble city. He had Abyssinian lineage, meaning, like somebody sees us now in India, they think you're from India. They know we're born in South Africa, our forefathers did. He was born as a slave, but his heart was always free. When Islam came to Makkah al-Muazzama, then the call to Islam, submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A flame whispered inside Bilal's heart, which is the Nur-e Muhammad. It said, Ahad, Ahad. Tawheed is not there is one Allah, and then we walk out of this mosque and we act as we are Allah. It is something that has to be entrenched in your heart and soul. That the entire humanity also is one family. The suffering of anyone should bring suffering to your heart. So Bilal had seen what servitude had done to people. And this desire to be free of all this burnt in his heart. When he heard the first time the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam say, Allahu Ahad. Oh. A shair has put it beautifully, Jabal Name Khuda Lappe Aya. Jabal Name Khuda Lappe Aya. When the name of Allah touched his blessed lips of Bilal, every chain that had him as a slave had already broken. He broke it. Zanjiro ko tora. This is the difference between taking the name of Allah from your lips and taking the name of Allah from your heart. When he had accepted Islam, and his master came to know, so-called master, worldly masters. Today we have become slaves also, and we don't know we're in servitude. It is a number. 5, 9, 9, 9, 2, 7, 5, 1, 6, 4, 8, 2, deceased. Replace him with another number. So we know one is important. Allah is the most important. And his Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, this so-called slave master dragged him on the burning sands of the desert. If you've been to Makkah and Medina, you've experienced 50 degrees, 45, you will know what it is. They still got air conditioning there. In that heat wave we had in summer, you could fry an egg outside. This is a man being dragged in the sand. No. He did not scream. He did not beg that person, leave me alone, I'll do whatever you say. No, no. One thing ran in Bilal's heart when he heard it from the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ahad. Ahad. That Ahad is telling that master of his, we are all one, we equal. One. There's only one Allah. You can't even say one, he's unique, he's one of his kind. Ahad, Ahad. Now they see, Bilal is not giving in. So they take hot stones from the desert and place it on his chest. He's still saying, Ahad, Ahad. Because for those in love with him, the pain of separation from Allah is more than any physical pain anyone can put on you. That's why we celebrate Wurs. Because a true believer waits for that day when he's going to meet his beloved. And remember, the first being you meet in your qabr is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And if you have met him, then you have been introduced to Allah. And Bilal, in the name of Allah, unke naam pe,
oh,
unke naam pe dard seh liya. In the name of Allah, he embraced the physical pain. Sach ke badle zakhm ke liya. Oh, he bore his wounds in love's sweet name. This is what's keeping our people going in Gaza. This is what's keeping our people going in Syria. This is what's keeping our people going wherever they are being oppressed in the world, including South Africa. Allah, we are also oppressors, all of us. But the person we oppress, Allah knows, one day we will meet them. One day. You don't have to put my phone call on record or anything. I like to record also because I don't trust certain people. They take things out of context. But remember one thing. There are two recording angels here. And what they record will be played back to you there. All your secret conversations, you waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. It'll all be played back there. So the Prophet ﷺ was told, Bilal is being tortured. This is what they're doing to him. They're dragging him. They're doing this. They're putting hot. Oh. He said, Ya Aba Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, come. You trade. You're a rich merchant. Go and give Umayyah whatever he wants. And free Bilal. The physically enslaved was free. But he was already free when the flame of Ahad came into his heart. And now he was free. Who freed him? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He did not look at Bilal's skin color. He didn't look at Bilal's accent or the poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at his heart. He said, this heart is ready to serve me and Allah. It is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, he didn't need any pacification. He went to his home. This is for us to understand. Because every salah should be a Mi'raj. If it is salah, because we just do gymnastics, up down, up down. No, actually, just hold on, because we need too long in our feet. They said, Ya Rasulullah, when you went there, and Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the leader of the angel, Sayyid al-Nur, and Sayyid al-Rasul, you went with both your body and your soul. The Sayyid of Nur had to stop at a certain place. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if I go one step further, my wings will burn. Don't worry, Bilal. This is my house, I know it. You stay here. Don't worry, Jibreel, you stay here. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you, after so long you went back, you weren't scared. He said, I heard the footsteps of Bilal. How he knew these footsteps? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read his sunnah, nafil, everything at home. Because his home was here, namazid was joined. And when he heard Bilal going to give azan, the footsteps, he knew, Azan is going to start, I'll read my sunnah, I'll join the Jamaat. That's why we stand in Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah. That's when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came on.
Otherwise, you don't need a Muslim, Muazzin, Abu Qabir to say, hey, Ya Allah, so are you understanding what you do? See, Ya Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking, what gave you this? That your footsteps comforted our beloved when he went on the Mi'raj. Hazrat Bilal should say, I don't know much. Except that every time my wuzu breaks, I renew my wuzu and read 2 rakats nafil to thank Allah for making me wuzu. So a mustahab, a recommended act done often, is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurb ka ye sila mila mujhko. The closeness, the qurbiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me this. Nabi ne jannat suna di mujhko. He said, in heavens, I heard you there, Bilal. The masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now built in Medina. And if you read the history of Islam, which you should be doing, you know about the first masjid. Then the Masjid al-Nabawi was built. By the way, it was built on a graveyard. If people say you can't pray in a graveyard, it was built on a living graveyard. Now, the Prophet ﷺ said, Bilal, come on, you give the azar. Now, the Arabs were so proud of their pronunciation. Because he's an Arab, mean one who speaks very well. And if you can't speak Arabic very well, they call you Ajam. You're dumb.
So some of them said, Ya Rasulullah,
how is Bilal going to give the azan? Because he can't say Ashadu, he say Asadu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the seen of Bilal the sir is sheen in the hearing of Allah. People want to know what's the source of all this and so forth, so forth. It's in the early seerah sources, Ibn Ishaq and so forth. You go and check yourself, I can't go and feed everyone. Hazrat Ghulam Farid Sani of Port Mitan Sharif, who comes from our silsila. If you know Sher Ali, Mer Ali, they are murid in that place. It's in the border of Afghanistan, so the Port Mitan Sharif. He said this also. The scene of Bilal is sheen in the hearing of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. To cut a long story short, one day they said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, Bilal, you can't pronounce. He said, okay, put somebody else to give the azan. Get your best Qari Sahib. The Qari Sahib gave the azan, the son gave the azan. Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he said, Ya Rasulullah, said, why did the son not rise today, Jibreel? He said, because we didn't hear the azan of Bilal. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away physically from this world, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, I cannot stay in Medina. I cannot give azan. When I say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, if I don't see my beloved, I cannot do this. Now some sects, I don't want to take names, use this to say, see, Bilal didn't want to give azan to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Excuse me. This is love. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala left, he went away to Sham, Syria. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Bilal, you don't want to visit my Qabr Sharif? You don't want to make my ziyarah? He went back. He went, made salam at the Rosa Mubarak, but Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, everything he saw, if he saw the minbar of Rasul, he remembered Rasulullah's hand was here, he came and he kissed this place. He remembered Rasulullah stood there, he kissed that place. He kissed the Mera. He remembered Rasulullah had walked and he put his hand on that wall, he went and kissed that wall.
People are saying, what's happening to this man?
This is love. This is love. Not I'm Ashik Rasul and put it all over Facebook. I'm Ashik. Excuse me. We don't know who's Ashik. In fact, I don't want to make this lecture too long. Ashik may have been an Ashik, but Ashik is a very bad thing. Now, Hazrat, the people saw Bilal. They said, we haven't heard your azan so long. He said, I can't give azan. I can't give the azan. If I can't see my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can't give this azan. So they knew how to get to him. You know, like your grandchildren can twist your arm. Ask me, I know. That's the only interest that Allah allows. After the investment. Okay? So they sent Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Radiallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wassalam. You say, Chacha Bilal, give the azan. To cut the long story short, when Bilal just started, Allahu Akbar, the whole of Medina had cried. This is consensus, ijma. What is this consensus? That they love the Prophet ﷺ more than their own selves. And when they heard Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala azan, they could see the Prophet ﷺ everywhere. Now, Hadi is waiting for me, so I'll just make it short. So what this crying teaches you? That everyone was in love with Muhammad Rasulullah. Iman mila unke sab ki. Quran mila unke sab ki. Everything we have, Rahman mila unke sab ki. Allah could have revealed the ayah, Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. He said, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. You tell them, my beloved. They must first come to Risala, then they'll get Tawheed. You tell them, my beloved. I'm asking, and I'm asking myself, do we call Allah with a heart like Bilal? Or we just go, Allah. Oh, sometimes I carry out a test. I watch guys going into sajda. I mean, I can't read one subhanallah, Rabbi Allah. They already up down. It's worse than the pecking clock. You know, you should get before you put it by the tumbler. I mean, every sajda should take you closer to Allah. And every namaz should make you love the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Because the taking point of namaz is As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Nabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grow Bilal's loyalty within us. And inshallah our salvation will begin. So, whatever our world is going through today, whatever we're going through, in Gaza, in Syria, whatever. Don't forget, Allah knows, He sees. And inshallah, فَإِنَّا مَا يُسْرِيُسْكَ إِنَّا مَا يُسْرِيُسْكَ. With every hardship there is ease. We in the zone of ease, and yet we complain of hardship.
May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.